This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Are you ready?
There's a break for Tevez.
Oh,
first through, Luca gets around Felipe.
The Johnny Taco Audio Magazine is on the air. Live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, and this has got your conventional radio show. Usually, we combine both comedy, humor, a little politics. In other words, we have a good time. But this week, a little seriousness. We'll stick to number 17. That's right, the former Boston Celtics, great. I'm talking about John Havlicek. Of course, he passed away this past week at the age of 79 years old. Wow, what a Hall of Famer. What a guy. What a personality. And we'll hear from Tommy Heinsohn, of course, the coach, the former player with the Boston Celtics. So we're going to stick with the Beantown. It's nothing but Boston in this show, of course. Nothing but Boston. John Havlicek, number 17, was one of the greatest players of all time. I respected him. I remember when he retired in 1974. In fact, we'll hear him in his retirement speech as well in the show. So we'll hear from Havlicek. We'll hear from Tommy Heinsohn, of course, his coach and fellow player. The bottom line is he was a class act, one of the greatest players of all time. And as I said, he's passed away and left us at the age of 79. So we've got lots of things to talk about, but we're going to talk about only John Havlicek tonight. Next week, we'll open things up. So, no phone calls tonight. Obviously, we don't do phone calls on the Taco Man Audio Magazine, but we will take your text. Your studio text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine on Sports Byline and Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
The decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
And now today's Bob Evans foodie lesson, nostalgic eating. Did you know there's a strong link between sense and emotional memory? The smell of different foods can evoke vivid and detailed emotional memories of our past. For example, the scent of a deep-fried corn dog may remind us of a state fair in the summer. Because odor-evoked memories tend to be positive, the smell improves the mood and produces feelings of social connectedness.
And now a word from Bob Evans.
You're the family chef, but with homework, practices, email, getting a good meal on the table is tough. Sometimes the best choice is the easy choice. Delicious Bob Evans mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, made with ingredients like real milk, butter, potatoes, and cheese. Bob Evans sides are ready in the microwave in 6 minutes, and they're the perfect complement to any meal. Once your family tries them, it'll be love at first bite. Get Bob Evans sides today in the refrigerated section at your favorite grocery store.
Bob Evans. Down on the farm.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Welcome back to the Taco Man Audio Magazine, folks. Here's part one of Tommy Heinsohn talking about the great John Havlicek.
When I bring up the name John Havlicek, what's the first thing that jumps to mind?
A great, great athlete who was a marvel to doctors at Harvard Medical School, who did a study about his heart rate while he was playing, okay? And they never saw anything like it. So he was a great athlete. And the second thing I think about him is how focused he could be on what he wanted to do.
Let's roll it back to the beginning. So he was drafted by the Browns. You were telling me he came in. He was a great receiver, but how were his basketball skills?
Well, it showed up in basketball because at that point we were probably – I shouldn't say probably. We were the best up-tempo team, fast break team in the league because we had Russell rebounding and me rebounding and Cousy making the passes. And Cousy had this hook pass, three-quarter length hook pass on the go. And Havlicek was the perfect guy to play on a fast break team. And he was one of Cousy's favorite targets. I think his rookie year, he averaged like 14 points a game. And I don't think he took a shot for more than 10 feet. And he had this one shot that still amazes me. And he won in a triple overtime game against Phoenix that I coached. He made that game to go ahead at the very end, like a 10, 12-foot leaner off the backboard going full speed. Never saw anybody make that shot or even attempt to make it, but he had a down pat. And so he was a perfect player for Cousy to play with. But the second year he showed up, he had an outside shot. He learned to dribble, and he became an effective – he always was a very good defensive player. That's one of the reasons why Red drafted him, because he had seen him on the Ohio State team, and he was an unheralded player on the Ohio State team. But you could see he was a great athlete. So when he came to the Celtics, I mean, he was green as grass. He was my roommate. And they designated me to be his roommate. And he was a real guy from the Midwest. That's all I can tell you. He had Midwest values, and I had to liven him up a little bit.
What were your first impressions of him? How long did it take to break him in?
Well, when we were the first year as a player, if you're going to play in a lineup, Red would never yell at you. He barely talked to you. Just go out and do it. And John, who had a great rookie year, nobody ever said boo to him, Red in particular. First game of his second season at halftime, he come into the locker room, and Red Auerbach's all over his case. I mean, Havlicek didn't do anything right, according to Red Auerbach. And Havlicek was such a sincere person. He took it to heart. I mean, he all of a sudden his bubble burst, and Red burst it. And we're walking out to the floor, and John's head is down in the whole bit. And I grabbed him, and I said, John, relax, relax. All he's doing, he's yelling at you. All he's doing is letting you know you're not a rookie anymore. You've got to shape up. Go play the game. And he did. And but that's how Red did things. And John, nobody ever yelled at Havlicek because he was such a focused person at what he did. When he played for me, when I was coaching, he was so focused, I don't think he knew the Vietnam War was going on. I mean, basketball was everything to him. And winning was a big deal. His whole life was what he did.
You said he couldn't shoot when he came in that first year. Why was he able to make such great strides? And like, do you think it was just his work ethic that first off season, or just putting more focus on basketball?
He's such a great athlete. I'm sure he worked on it all summer. He came back and he's hitting the outside shot and he's putting it on the floor. And it was an amazing transformation.
What was it like to coach John Havlicek?
John Havlicek, you knew he was focused. You didn't have to go and tell him, give him a Newt Rockne story, you know. In fact, any of the guys I coached. Havlicek relished winning. And he was the star of the team that I coached. He and Dave Cowens, both of them were unusual players. Havlicek carried the team offensively. He was the backbone of the offense. And he virtually made all the big plays. And defensively, I can remember the first time we played a preseason game against the New York Nets with Dr. J. And the first four times Dr. J tried to drive on him, Havlicek stole the ball off him. So they're raving about Dr. J, and I said, wow, Havlicek's got his number.
Take me to the 1974 finals, I believe it was, Game 7. I heard you made some certain coaching changes in terms of how you wanted Havlicek to perform that game.
Well, we had played the bigger team with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Oscar Robertson, unlike any of the other teams that played Milwaukee. Most of the teams doubled Kareem, and they had a hold. I mean, they were so used to that situation, and they had so many ways to really win a game when you did that. I determined to do something new, and we did it during the regular season. We played them one up. And Dave Cowens, who was 6'8", had a guard, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And we set up a defense to make Kareem come out a couple of extra steps, deny where they like to pass him the ball. And we were successful. We pressed them in the backcourt. Havlicek was so important in that because he was a forward. And more often than not, they would use his man to bring the ball up. So he was a double-duty guy, offense and defense. And when we got to the final game, after losing at the Garden in an overtime game, everybody was kind of discouraged. And I went to the office with my assistant coach and Bob Cousy, and we were talking about the game. And, And Cousy said to me, you know, I don't know why you don't double team him. And I said, well, Cous, number one, nobody else plays him like we have. And here we are in the seventh game. I think it's working fairly well. But the coaching, the changes that the other team made, I mean, everything that you did was countered the next game you played. So I determined after many years as a player to try and find a way to take the crowd out of the game. And when one day we lost on a Friday, had practice on Saturday, a drill session, and then we played on Sunday. And Saturday, I changed the defense and doubled Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And the reason I doubled him is not because I believed the strategy was the way to beat him, but I recognized potentially that we could get off to a good start because they'd be totally confused at what we were doing. And it worked out that we got 17 points up. And the defense was the aspect that won. Havlicek, who had been our big scorer, I don't remember exactly who ended up the big scorer, but we got 17 points up, and we virtually cruised to the seventh game win on the road. And Havlicek was asked to stand down, in essence, and so was Dave Cowens. And we used, and the other guys really played great. And I can remember saying to the players, we're going to give Cornell Warner the chance to make the Hall of Fame. Because we were going to use his man to get in front of Kareem so he couldn't get the ball.
So you essentially made Havlicek a decoy in that Game 7? How that conversation?
Well, they counted. They knew he was our big scorer. And, I mean, we had a certain way to play guys with big centers to try and make the big center come out and have to play a knee-bending defense, which none of them at that point liked to do, and particularly Kareem. And so Cowens was going to have the ball a lot and draw their big guy out so that we could drive to the basket. So Cowens was handling the ball probably more than we would do. And so Havlicek fed off of that, of what Cowens was providing.
Stay tuned for part two. Tommy Heinsohn on John Havlicek next on Sports Byline.
This is Sports Overnight America.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
5 seconds left. Boston only has a 1-point lead.
Greer putting the ball on a play. He gets it out deep and Havlicek steals it.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
More with Tommy Heinsohn on John Havlicek, only on the Taco Man Audio Magazine.
Where does Havlicek rank in the pantheon of Celtics greats? Is he undervalued? We put such a focus on the early generation. Does he get lost a little bit in that middle generation?
Well, that whole team gets lost. Here we were, the smallest team in the league, and we ended up winning 2 titles. And I just found out doing the broadcast a couple of years ago that the 73 team, where we won 68 and lost 14, which is still the Celtics record, that team had the greatest margin of difference in rebounds. Like we were +8 in rebounds for the season, and nobody's even come close, as I understand it. So here we are, the smallest team, and we're doing unusual things to win. And they wrote a book about us, Don't You Ever Stop Running, and that's what we did. And Havlicek was so important in that because of his great athletic ability. I mean, he was a non-stop standstill. I mean, he never stood still. He was moving all the time.
You started to tell me about the study they did on him. What was that, and why was he able to maintain that athletic ability, run so much, and do that?
Well, that's why they did the study at Mass General, because it was so phenomenal. He played a lot of minutes, and he never stopped. I know I played the position that he was playing, and let me tell you something, I couldn't do it. I totally recognize how unusual he was because of his ability to... I mean, he put the pressure on whoever defended him. A smart player, executed to perfection. He knew... he would come up to me when I was coaching, and he'd say, "Tommy, on this such-and-such play, Dave Collins is 2 inches to the left. He should be 2 inches more to the right." And I mean, he was that precise. So he had everything down pat. And when he got into a ball game, he was very calm. And he'd just go out there and, like, Bill Russell would growl at you. and intimidate you by staring at you. Havlicek just go out there nonchalant and play the game.
Havlicek stole the ball. What do you remember from that moment?
Well, I was in that game, and Bill Russell made a boo-boo. He hit the guy wire trying to inbound the ball, and if he gets the ball inbounds, more than likely we got a win. But it turned the ball over, so Philadelphia, with Will Chamberlain, has a chance to beat us. It was a one-point game at that juncture. And they called timeout, and Russell got in a huddle and said, boy, did I screw up. Somebody get me off the hook. And we broke, went out there, and Havlicek, as smart a defender as he was, said to me and said to everybody afterwards that he was counting 1, 2, 3, 4. And on 4, he went to look for the ball, and it was there. So, I mean, that's how, you know, precise he was in defending. He made this great play, you know, tipped it over to Sam Jones, and we beat Wilt.
What should his legacy be for John Havlicek?
Well, he's still the all-time leading scorer, isn't he, with the Celtics? Yeah. And justifiedly so. Yeah, he gets lost in the brouhaha over the big three. And, you know, he was a sixth man on the 60s, the 50s and 60s type teams. He came in 62. So he really became a star when I was coaching. You know, a total star where he was all pro and all defense or whatever he was all the time. He's that exceptional a player. And for him to be not recognized for that, I mean, everybody's still going gaga about Larry Bird. He was a great, great player. But John Havlicek, I have a tough time beating him.
Any other moments from his career that stand out to you? Anything that you reflect on with John Havlicek?
Well, you always look to Havlicek stole the ball as a big moment. But let's go back to what we were talking about a little bit about winning against Milwaukee, where he was a decoy. Now, here's the star of the team, and you're asking him to be a decoy. I mean, most guys wouldn't want to do that. But that's the type of person that he was, that he would give it a try because you asked him to do it. And, I mean, he'd never fight you on anything. He'd talk to you about it. He may not like what you were doing. He'd talk to you about it. But you could convince him to give it a go. And for in the seventh game of the playoffs on the road, I'm asking him to be a decoy. And he accepts that. Okay? That's a big-time player with a big-time pro attitude.
What was the biggest difference between being his teammate and being his coach, and was that a difficult transition at all?
Well, when we were players together, I introduced him to Lance's wine. When I coached him, I never went and I had a glass of wine with him anymore. But when I got the job, we had a bunch of young guys, like Cheney was going to be his second year, JoJo, and then Cowens. And I would say to the vets, that particular guy like Havlicek, you can say anything you want if you think you're helping some of these young guys. But all I ask you to do is don't yell at them. And they jumped in, and that's what they did. They, of course, when I was a player, that's what Red Auerbach instilled in us. I was asked many times to pull apart a guy's game like Mel Counts. And Red would say, why can't he rebound? Why can't he hold on a ball? And I said, well, he's not holding his hands right. Well, you go work with him. So I work with a lot of rookie players and new players. And that's what the guys did. They were training guys to take their jobs. And that's unusual. So it carried over to this group that I was coaching. They understood that. And they wholeheartedly went and helped me.
After his playing days, did you ever cross paths with Havlicek, and what do you think his post-basketball legacy?
Well, John Havlicek, I'll bet you he had the first nickel he ever made, all right? I mean, I don't think he ever paid for when we went out, okay? but he more or less was a PR person. He did have some franchises, Wendy franchises, with Larry Fleischer, the head of the Players Union down in Westchester, New York. And he was a rep for a couple of different companies, a sales rep. John was an affable guy. I mean, everybody loved to be around John. It wasn't that he was telling jokes, but he was such a sincere person. You wanted to, you loved being around him. And that's what he did. And his lovely wife, Beth, helped him learn to be a society person, to be out and blend with people. And, you know, they had homes down in Florida, and he had a place down at Hyannis, right near the Kennedys, a member of that golf course that the Kennedys belonged to. And they lived in Weston. And I guess he would go home to Columbus every once in a while, too. And he did a lot of traveling for the PR stuff. So I would see him at golf tournaments every now and then. And he'd show up at games here or there. But he is off living his life mostly.
The great Tommy Heinsohn on John Havlicek. Speed up John Havlicek. Next up on Sports Byline, number 17 himself, the great Boston Celtics, John Havlicek in the house.
5 seconds left. Boston only has a one-point lead.
Greer is putting the ball on play. He gets it out deep, and Havlicek steals it.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Come on, kids. We're late.
Honey, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful, but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why there's Ethos. Ethos is a modern kind of life insurance that's super fast, incredibly affordable, and very uncomplicated. At GetEthos.com, there are no medical exams for policies covering under $1 million, no hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply, and you can rest assured knowing you've taken steps to protect your family. And in most cases, with Ethos, you can have that peace of mind for less than a cup of coffee a day, with no hidden fees. Having life insurance can free you from stress. Getting life insurance shouldn't cause it. Discover how uncomplicated life insurance can be at Ethos. Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's ETHOS. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
A dynasty was started here a few years ago. It went through several eras. This represents the last of the dynasty eras, but perhaps a forerunner of more dynasty years to come. But the man who started the dynasty and prolonged it, Red Auerbach.
Supposed to be kind of a tough character, but those of you that know me know I'm really not. But after 16 years of being John's coach, general manager, going all around the world with him doing clinics, what can I say about John Havlicek in 1 minute? It's impossible. He epitomizes everything there is, not only as an athlete. Most of you people know John as an athlete. I know him as a person as well. John, if I had a son, if he was like John, I'd be the happiest man in the world. But you know, I know, you didn't come here to see me or hear me. This is John's day. Now let's get him and give him everything he deserves. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, on this Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, this day to me will be remembered forever. You know that over the years I've been accustomed to playing a little time on this floor. Well, let me tell you, 48 minutes is really nothing compared to what I have to do now, because this is without a doubt the toughest thing that I've ever tried to do, and I'm going to have to take a lot of deep breaths. Probably the most, or one of the most memorable sports days in my whole career was when I was cut by the Cleveland Browns. Because at that time, it allowed me to become a part of an organization that I've been extremely happy with for 16 years. The type of people that they have had here have been tremendous to me. I want to personally thank Red Auerbach for drafting me in 1962, because there were a lot of other people that were looking for other types of individuals. And it was a great pleasure for me to become a part of a team and a dynasty like that. I know that the camper that has presented to me is one of the things that I will truly use and cherish for the rest of my life. But I want you to know that each time I drive it, there will be memories of every one of your faces with me as I drive it. I want to thank Red for wanting this day to be so nice for me. And I want to thank Mr. Levin and Mr. Lipton for running the kind of club that could have and provide a day for me like this. I want to also mention a couple people that have worked very, very hard in regard to this particular day. Jeff Cohen and Mike Cole, who put in endless hours to see it come off the way it has. I'd also like to give special thanks to two people who did not want to be mentioned, but they're great friends of mine, Bill Bates and Ed Clevin, the chairman of my committee for this day. They've worked extremely hard, and it's been very difficult, and they've done it without seeking any personal gain. And I appreciate this very much, because it's the highest form of friendship that I know. I want to also extend thanks to you people here for coming to my day and party, because when a party or a day is given to you, it's very important to me that the people come, and for those who've made an effort to come. And I just want to say that if you weren't here, I know that I would wish you here, and many people throughout the country who are viewing this, I appreciate your thoughts, telegrams, sentiments, and everything you've done for me, because it's important to me that you are here. I want to also give special thanks to the many friends and members of the family who've come a long way to be with me on this final day. There's no greater tribute than to have people like this near me, because with the success that I've had, it only enriches it when you have special friends and people like you here. I want to also thank the members of the radio, the television, the press, for allowing me to be a part of your life and for allowing me to come into your home at various times. I truly appreciate that and what you have done for me. Over the years, I've logged many, many miles on this floor, and I probably know each board by name, if you will, because I'm sure that I've hit just about every one of them along the way. For me, there's only 24 minutes left, and it's going to be a journey that will end. It's been a long journey. It's been very happy, and I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss it a great deal. I'll take with me a lot of memories and a lot of things that have happened to me here, and I'm going to recall those memories because I cannot turn back the clock. On this final day, at the end of this journey, I'm going to start a new one. And I'm sure that over the course of the next few years, there are going to be many ups and downs, and I'm going to have many, many new experiences. I can only say if the next 16 are half as happy as the last 16, I'm going to be a very happy man. On this particular day, I want to acknowledge the most precious people in my life, my wife Beth, my son Chris, my daughter Jill, and my mom, because they are the people that have given me the strength to become and hold up through a situation like this. Over 16 years, as I said, many things have happened to me. I'm still going to leave the game with good health, and this is one of the things that I have to thank God for because of the many blessings that He's bestowed upon me. What more could one ask than to be a part of a city like Boston, a part of so many championship teams, and as I said before, I'm going to remember the flags, the fans, the greetings at the airport, the smiling faces in the parades, and the warm handshakes everywhere I go. It's been a tremendous 16 years for me, and what more could one ask for, because you, the people of Boston, have provided me with a great deal. The thing that I'm probably going to miss the most is something that other players have missed also, because in this particular profession, I want to thank the players of the present and of the past for allowing me to share a part of one room, the locker room, which we all know as home. In closing, I want to thank Commissioner O'Brien, all the individuals that have made the fine gestures in regard to the gifts, the pleasantries, and I really can't, as people say, in many instances, feel as though I'm really going to be leaving, because I know that I'm still going to be around the game of basketball in some way. I hope that the individuals here will support the Celtic teams of the future as much as they have myself and the past, and particularly its players, because you have given us what every team really wants to have: enthusiasm, dedication, and you've helped us win many championships. What more can I say? Thank you, Boston. I love you.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Wrapping up another one-hour edition of the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and, of course, Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 211. Straight up, I am the Taco Man. I know you can be doing a million things right now, but the fact you were listening to this show, well, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Straight up, Tommy Heinsohn, what a class act. Drank a few beers in his time, but what a class act. And, of course, talking about the great John Havlicek. What can we say about Havlicek that really hasn't been said? He was a leader on the court. He was a leader off the court. He never got involved in any skirmishes. You never saw any nasty newspaper headlines, nothing like that about number 17. Number 17 was a class act from the beginning in 1962 until he retired mid-1970. Straight up, what a class act. We will miss him greatly. You are tuned to the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine. Don't forget, I host a couple of shows on this network, actually three of them. Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs Saturday and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And, of course, there's always No Holds Barred. Sunday, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, live here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and, of course, Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 211. I'm Johnny Taco. Welcome to Sports Byline and the Taco Man Audio Magazine.
This is Sports Overnight America.